ولو أننا نزلنا إليهم الملائكة وكلمهم الموتى وحشرنا عليهم كل شيء قبلا ما كانوا ليؤمنوا إلا ما كانوا ليؤمنوا إلا أن يشاء الله ولكن أكثرهم يجهلون.
Even if we sent angels down to them, and the dead had spoken to them, and even if we had assembled before them all the things face to face, they would still not believe unless it be Allah's will that they believe. Most of them behave in utter ignorance.
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدوا شياطين الإنس والجن يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول غرورا ولو شاء ربك ما فعلوه فذرهم وما يفترون.
And so it is that against every prophet we have set up the evil ones from among human beings and jinn. Some of them inspire others with specious speech only by way of delusion. Had it been your Lord's will, they would not have done it. Leave them alone to fabricate what they will.
ولتصغى إليه أفئدة الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وليرضوه وليقترفوا ما هم مقترفون.
So that the hearts of those who do not believe in the life to come might incline towards this attractive delusion, and that they may be well pleased with it, and might acquire the evils that they are bent on acquiring. What the verses 110 to 113 convey is that the law of God does not envisage man receiving guidance as a matter of course in the manner that a tree bears fruit or the human skull grows hair. Rather, God has sent human beings to the world to put them to a test, which leaves them free to either choose the right path or the wrong one. If a person chooses the wrong path, God does not compel him to righteousness.
أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَّبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ.
Shall I look upon anyone apart from Allah for judgment when it is He who has revealed to you the book in detail? And those whom we gave the book before you, know that this book has been revealed in truth by your Lord. Do not, then, be among the doubters. When it is He who has revealed to you the book in detail.
The implied speaker in this sentence is the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the words are addressed to the Muslims.
وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
The word of your Lord is perfect in truthfulness and justice. No one can change His words. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing.
وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, if you obey the majority of those who live on earth, they will lead you away from Allah's path. They only follow idle fancies, indulging in conjecture.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ مَنْ يَضِلُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ.
And your Lord knows well those who stray from His path, and also those who are rightly guided.
فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنتُم بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
If you believe in the signs of Allah, eat the flesh of that over which Allah's name has been pronounced.
وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِلَّا مَا اضْطُرِرْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُعْتَدِينَ.
And how is it that you do not eat of that over which Allah's name has been pronounced, even though He has clearly spelled out to you what He has forbidden you, unless you are constrained to it? Many indeed say misleading things without knowledge, driven merely by their desires. But your Lord knows well the transgressors.
وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ.
Abstain from sin, be it open or secret. Indeed, those who commit sins shall surely be requited for all they have done.
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ.
Do not eat of the animal over which the name of Allah has not been pronounced at the time of its slaughtering, for that is a transgression. And behold, the evil ones do indeed inspire doubts and objections into the hearts of their friends so that they might dispute with you. But if you obey them, you will surely turn into those who associate others with Allah in His divinity.